This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Derek J.
Oh, Derek, I should turn your microphone on.
And Derek J.
That sounds much better. Great to have you here with me tonight, Derek J. You are gearing up for, we are gearing up for, many of the activists here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, gearing up for Keenevention this weekend. Been working on things like maps to events and that kind of thing. We got a social bonfire happening, and then there's going to be a dance party, actually a costume dance party, given that it's Halloween weekend. Costume dance party that you are throwing. The last time you threw a dance party, you got arrested. So hopefully it's going to go better this time.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to be inside the hotel. They know we're going to be there. The last time you got arrested was during your victimless crime spree when you threw a quiet dance party in Central Square. That was on public property. We'll be on private property this time, so I think we're going to be all right. It's going to be a costume dance party to benefit Ross Ulbricht, and I've actually got an update on the Ross Ulbricht case coming up here in a moment. He is the man who's accused of operating the Silk Road, the underground, infamous underground drug and other interesting things like fake IDs, that sort of thing, marketplace online. He's facing the rest of his life pretty much in prison, and right now he's sitting in a prison cell awaiting his trial. You can go now to freeross.org if you want to help him out. Also, the upcoming dance party during Keenevention, which is this weekend on Saturday night. That's right. It's a Halloween dance party, but it's happening on November 1st. It will go, all of the proceeds will go to every dollar that's taken in at the door, will go to Ross Ulbricht's defense fund. So I'm very excited for that reason about this party.
I'm excited as well. It's a perfect benefit. Ross will be there in spirit. I'll be thinking of him as well. And, you know, I'm curious about this update as well.
Well, we're going to get into that, but we're going to start with the dance party topic because you actually have some show prep here that has nothing to do with our dance party. I don't think we haven't asked anyone for permission except for the hotel at which we're having the Keenevention to do this. So we did not think to, nor would we be interested in talking to the state. But apparently in St. George, Utah, where we are on the air on KZNU, apparently there's some trouble brewing for one dance party promoter.
That's right. According to stgeorgeutah.com, a Halloween party at Fiesta Fun Center Friday night had unexpected guests in blue uniforms show up to shut down a part of the event.
They actually waited until the event to send in a squad of cops?
Yep, to squash the dance party.
Wow.
Just that part of it. Organizers say they had a city-approved permit allowing it. City officials say they didn't. So, I don't know. They had to produce the piece of paper, right, to say, here's our permit. Well, that's in dispute. So, let's talk about the event. The Monster Mash, as it was called, was an event organized by the Heart of Dixie event group that advertised unlimited access to bumper boats, go-karts, mini-golf, and a dance party. Sounds like a family fun event. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And the event was to run from 9 p.m. Friday to 1 a.m. Saturday.
Okay.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Great event. Sometime between 9:30 and 10 p.m., around 5 to 6 St. George police officers arrived on scene instructing that no dancing was to take place.
Wow.
Yep. That's according to Brett Crockett, the owner of Fiesta Fun Center.
Wow. Ridiculous. You would think that in the 21st century, that this is all over and done with, right? I mean, this is something you expect to hear out of 1920 or 1914, not 2014, but here we are.
It's really
dancing
surprising.
Prohibited.
It always reminds me of that movie Footloose, where there's a town where dancing is prohibited altogether. I don't even think you can acquire a permit for dancing, but in this case, at least the city will allow some dancing.
As long as you pay the city fathers, you can dance.
That's right. Maybe, you know, who knows if they're going to come and say, oh, wait, never mind. Because that seems to be what happened here.
You know where there's dancing, Derek J., there's interracial relationships, there's drug use, there's all kinds of terrible, terrible things.
Yeah, it's the path to hell, really, dancing. So while Crockett supplied the venue and extra amenities and security for the Monster Mash, he didn't have a hand in securing a disputed permit allowing dancing. He said there was no beef with the music. That's his quote. It was just the mere fact of no dancing allowed. So it's not even like during my dance party, they complained. They said it was the music.
Which it wasn't, because you couldn't hear the music outside of Central Square. From what I understand, I wasn't there because I was in jail.
It's baloney. And in this case, they're on private property, mm-hmm. and you can't hear the music outside on the street.
Right.
So that's not the excuse. It's actually just the fact of dancing. So Carly Jarvis, the security supervisor for the Heart of Dixie, said a special events permit had been obtained that allowed dancing as part of it. So they were clear that they did get the permit for this.
Okay.
Both Jarvis and Crockett said Jared Keddington, with the promoter of the event, showed the officers their permit. So they showed them the piece of paper. They had it on hand. Despite this, however, Jarvis said they did as the police instructed and didn't hold the dance party portion of the Monster Mash. So they shut them down, even though they had on paper, they had the permission that they needed.
Crockett, so they were saying that their permit, the paperwork, included dancing.
Yes.
The police were saying, nuh-uh.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. And it's right there in black and white. So Crockett said the announcement was even made over the center's speakers that there was absolutely no dancing at that event. The rest of the event, the music.
Now, wait a minute. Before you go on here. So there's a couple of important questions. One, what defines dancing? I mean, how much do you need to move your hips in order to dance? Can toe tapping be considered dancing? How much of one's body must be in motion before one has crossed the line into dancing? You're no longer standing. You're now dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. What about, yeah, there are all different kinds of ways. It reminds me of the Ministry of Silly Walks. There's all different sorts of ways to go across a room. Some of them look like dancing. So who knows?
Now, so the other, now another thing here is people may be listening to this thinking, oh, well, Utah. I mean, of course, Utah, there's no dancing, Mormons, et cetera, et cetera. Well, wait a minute. It hasn't been that long since we had a story right out of New York City about something like this. So if you're looking down your nose saying, oh, well, you know, we live in urban areas, St. George. Well, no, New York City has a cabaret license still, from what I understand. And if your venue does not have the cabaret license, you will also be prohibited from having dancing on your premises. So let's say you just own a restaurant or something like that, and you want to clear the tables off of an area one night and have a dance party or a contest or something like that. Nope.
Not allowed.
If you don't have the cabaret license.
Wow. And of course, we know that dancing is forbidden in some places, like the Jefferson Memorial.
That's
and
right.
Other places.
You get body slammed if you try dancing there.
It could happen. So, according to the story, the rest of the event, the music, rides, and golf, all allowed to continue.
Hmm. Obviously, it's completely, it's not about safety, right? This isn't about safety because they have bumper cars at this location. That could be jarring. You could be, you know, in the bumper car and hit someone and, you know, maybe get a little whiplash or something. So there's some risk involved in doing some of these activities. Doesn't seem like it's about safety, does it?
No. So you might think, okay, the cops come, they say, no dancing, you don't have a permit for that, and then they leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. They
stayed.
Oh, they hung out? They stayed and observed the event.
Ridiculous.
Says the owner of the club, quote, it was the strangest thing I've ever seen. One of them was taking video.
Wow.
So,
they are bored.
Imagine. Like, they're going to review the tape later. Was anyone dancing? That foot twitch. Was he trying to dance there?
Are there people in St. George or anywhere in the world who actually think you should have to get a permit before having a dance party. I really want to know. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You've got a little more of the story coming.
I do, yes.
855-450-3733. Whether you're in St. George or anywhere, would love to get your thoughts on this crazy story, but sadly not the only one we've heard of on this very radio program. This is Free Talk Live. And is dancing evil? Like, why should dancing be prohibited? What's the deal there? It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating a Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our number is toll-free. It's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll continue this crazy story, but not an unfamiliar story. Out of St. George, Utah, this could happen where you live. I don't know how many places have dancing permits. I suspect we would be surprised to find out how many places have them, because it's not just St. George, Utah. It's also New York City. So it doesn't have anything to do with the size of the population or how urban a place is. It has to do with just these books, you know, these laws have probably been on the books for decades, and they're still enforcing them. We'll continue the story out of St. George here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, especially if you think that people do need permits to dance, that we need to put tight controls on this dancing nonsense. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Now, if you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your data, meaning that your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing. They're probably saving your surfing history right now, and you can stop that from happening by hooking up with ProXPN software. It's free. You just go download it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, as well as you can do a Linux setup. It's a little bit different setting up the Linux. It's actually pretty easy to do with Linux as well. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there, and then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites, you'll want to upgrade with code FTL50 to save yourself 50% off of the annual account. That brings the price down to just about $5 per month, and you get that savings for the lifetime of the account. You can save even more by paying with Bitcoin on the annual account and using code FTLBTC. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and BTC, and you get 62% off the price of the annual account that way. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and use code FTL50 or FTLBTC and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. The story is out of St. George, and Derek J., you got it from St. George. Was it stgeorge.com? St. George, Utah. I'm being terrible about these microphones.
stgeorgeutah.com.
So that's, I believe, a local news outlet there that's reporting on this, not the city itself.
Correct.
The city gang has come down on a local fun center, one of those places that, you know, they've got some arcade machines, they've got some mini golf, bumper cars, that kind of thing. Somebody was trying to throw a party there, and the blue light gang shows up, apparently before the party even started, with a video camera and multiple officers telling these people who are trying to just have a fun family-style party, like a Monster Mash party, telling these people, you shan't be having dancing. Even though you thought you had a permit for dancing, you don't have a permit for dancing.
Yep. Completely not allowed. Apparently, sometime after the police arrived, St. George Police Captain, identified as Captain Scott Staley, arrived with an absolutely new packet that said, no dancing, in pen. So it was written, just added to their permit. Like, oh, you forgot these extra papers. We didn't include these.
So crazy. I know there's more from the story, but I want to jump to some of our listeners, because we are live in St. George on KZNU, basically 7 nights a week, which is awesome. So welcome, Jeremy, listening in St. George. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy.
Yeah, this is such a bizarre and embarrassing story for my hometown, especially in a hometown where we kind of pride ourselves on being, you know, I guess you could say anti-government, not really that, but, you know, live and let live kind of place. And as an aside, I am Mormon, and I actually met my wife at a dance club here in town. So,
ah, okay, so Mormons do not prohibit dancing?
Oh, no, we don't. But,
okay, that's good.
The other strange thing about this story is you said it was Heart of Dixie, the organization that put the fundraiser on, right?
Correct.
And what's bizarre about that is Heart of Dixie and the city have collaborated in the recent past. I mean, we're talking about like 4th of July type activities. We have a local one called Pioneer Day. We celebrate kind of the founding of Utah, so it's like a a state holiday. I mean, they collaborated on various things throughout the summer for fundraisers that benefited the city and this organization. I didn't go, so I can't speak to the details, but it's just so strange.
So how did you first hear about it?
From you guys.
So, just to be clear then, this is the people who worship not any particular deity who are pushing this, except for those who worship the state. These are state-worshipping people who, for whatever reason, believe that dancing needs to be permitted, and apparently they won't permit anybody for the dancing, because these people thought they had the permit to dance. Turns out the police showed them an alternate version of their permit that had no dancing and handwriting written on it. I mean, what? I mean, it's just so bizarre. I'm almost at a loss for words that this is 2014 and this is happening today. It's so tragic.
I agree. I can't even begin to explain it. Like I say, it's not like we're anti-dancing.
Well, I think there needs to be a dance party thrown at the city council chambers, personally. If this were Keene, New Hampshire, I think that's how we would handle something like this. I thank you for the call, Jeremy. Even, go ahead.
It wasn't even like the facility, a Fiesta Fun, is anywhere near a residential area. The nearest residential area
well, remember,
is several hundred
they
yards
were,
away.
I don't know if you heard the beginning portion of the story, but they had music. It was okay to have music. They were totally okay with music pounding in the dance, you know, in the center, not the dance party, but in the, you know, this place where this was happening, the party was happening. So the party was allowed to happen. The music was allowed to play. So this didn't even have anything to do with a complaint coming from the community, because no one, first of all, would be able to see inside to see if there was any dancing going on unless they were already in the facility. And secondly, you wouldn't have been able to hear the music from the outside either. Thanks, Jeremy, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the party was allowed. The bumper cars, the video games, the, you know, whatever other amenities that this place offered, just no dancing.
Just be careful how you cross that ballroom when that music's playing.
Well, yeah, right.
You've got a camera on you. I mean, it would really put a lot of pressure. That would ruin the event. You know, so, for me, if I see cops with a camera in a dance party that I wanted to be at and they're announcing no dancing, I'm gone. I mean,
well,
I'm not staying there.
It brings me to another question, is who's responsible for the dancing? If you decide to just break out into a dance in the middle of this party where there's no permit, do they fine you? Do they fine the party organizer? Do they fine the event owner or the venue owner? Who's responsible for the swaying of bodies in a given space?
Yeah, one of your people was dancing. Now you're under arrest.
The toll-free number is 855-453. Mark's in St. George. You're on Free Talk Live. Go, Mark.
Hi. I just want to make a comment on what you've been saying. And to answer a couple of your questions, the way it works as far as the ticketing goes is it's the business that gets ticketed. Up until 2004, public dancing by any individual was actually a ticketable offense. And they repealed that rule and replaced it essentially with this permit system. And
Mark. We're going to bring you back, whatever you called in about. We'll get to it here. Stand by. 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. This is ripe for civil disobedience, in my opinion. It's Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up anything you want. Though we are talking about dancing being forbidden, or at least until you get yourself your government permission slip in the town of St. George, Utah, where we are live on KZNU. So we've actually got this cool, you know, live radio action of people calling in. We've actually got a lady on the line saying she was there when the cops came to threaten the dance party. I definitely want to talk to her. So hang on. We're going to get to you. Want to get all your thoughts out here about this, because you thought this was over in the 1980s with Footloose. No, no, no. It's still going on here today in 2014, and it's not just St. George. It's a lot of places, from what I understand, around the country. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We do have more, by the way, from the story to share with you. Derek J. brought that in here tonight, Free Talk Live. You can also reach us on Skype. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. Let's go back to, I believe we had Jeff with us here. We had Mark with us. Mark, you're back here listening to KZNU. Do continue.
Okay, thanks. What I was going to call in to say is St. George, I've only lived here for about 2 years, but St. George is kind of a town that's going through a transition. It's maybe like a existential crisis of the town, you might say. It's typically been a very shielded kind of enclave. There's a lot of Mormons here, but it's also a very conservative hub of the West. It's very anti-federal government, stuff like that. But the town of St. George itself has always been kind of controlled by
the much older generation. And now the town, the college here just became our university recently. It's also become kind of an outdoor mecca with so many national parks in the area and that type of stuff. So there's kind of these two competing factions of the town that have started to kind of come head to head. And the three main newspapers here, you can see these kind of things battled out constantly in these different newspapers with this more pro-business kind of conservative element. But then at the same time, they will a lot of times use a heavy hand on stuff like this that they feel is outside kind of a maybe traditional value type things. Mm. And so it's kind of made for this interesting play of stuff. And then you talked about how you thought this was right for civil disobedience. That was this issue came up during Mitt Romney's candidacy with the whole Footloose thing and him being a Mormon and everything, even though he does live in Utah. But and the problem that I kind of see with it is I would be more than willing to get ticketed to see if I could take this higher as a personal person. But they've kind of put all of the responsibility on the business where this happens. Mm-hmm. So if I dance on the street, I will not get in trouble for that. But if I dance in a business that has music going, they actually will be the ones to tell me to stop because they're the ones that are going to have to suffer the ticket and or the, you know, closing down of their establishment, whatever it is. So in order for this to kind of be a civil disobedience situation, there'd have to be a business that would be willing to take this on, which is always more risky.
It's sad. It's sad that you know, it's smart on the government's part to do it that way because it means that they can use the business owner as sort of the choke point. And, of course, the business owner has invested thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in their business. This facility is not a small place from the photo that I saw of this, what was it, the Family Fun, what's it called again?
Fiesta Fun.
Fiesta Fun. Fiesta Fun out there in St. George looks like a fairly big facility. I mean, this was not a cheap place to get started. And most business owners didn't get into business to put their business on the line to make a stand for freedom. Unfortunately, I wish more business owners would, because if business owners would actually stand up for freedom, then we wouldn't have as much stupid business regulation as we do today, because the problem is that business owners, well, since they just want to go along to get along, that's what they do, and every new dumb regulation that comes out that costs them time and money, they jump through the hoop rather than say, no, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to obey this. This is not helping my customers. It's not helping my business. It's not keeping anyone safe. It's just extracting money and obedience from me, and I'm not going to do that in order to run my business. If business owners would actually make a stand, I think it could be really, really powerful. Every now and then, one of them does, and we like to focus on those folks when they do here on Free Talk Live. And inevitably, they are usually cut down. I mean, they usually aren't successful and ultimately will end up paying the fine or, you know, losing in court. And it's tragic, but it's the obedience, I think, that keeps encouraging this behavior. Mark, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, that was it. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Marisa is with us listening in St. George. You say you were there on the night in question when police showed up at the Fiesta Fun party location and told them no dancing allowed. Can you give us more information?
Yeah, definitely. I was there, and we were actually just about to go in there, and somebody came out, and they're like, oh, they're shutting it down. And we're like, what? We could hear music. We, you know, saw people on the go-karts. We're like, what do you mean they're shutting it down? And that's when we found out that they wouldn't allow dancing. And I was thinking, well, they have this loud music going, you know. There's people leaving by, like, the dozens. There's a crowd of people leaving because they're not allowed to dance at this famously known for Heart of Dixie is the dancing, you know, that's where you can go. You know, we don't have really a very big club scene here. And I'm not talking about a crazy drinking. This is an 18 and up party. You know, there's not alcohol and everything being introduced there. It's a fun.
Do they even serve alcohol at the Fiesta Fun?
Not at all. This is a kid's place. Of course, they're not going to serve alcohol there. And it was just ridiculous to me that they're saying, no, you can't dance, but we can have this loud music and we can turn all these people away. And it was just ridiculous.
Can you help me understand what could possibly be the motive of the police who showed up to enforce this? You know, what are they trying to protect? What are they doing?
Honestly, all I can think, I'm from a big city. I'm from Houston, Texas. I am used to this, you know, a bigger social scene. I think they're bored. I think they don't have a lot of
parties to break up.
They should come out and dance.
That's what I'm saying.
There's such a bunch of party poopers.
Do you think they wanted to arrest someone that night?
I don't necessarily think they wanted to arrest anyone, because like you said, the permit was for the business. They're not, I mean, I would love to get a ticket that says you were dancing in a public place. Here's your ticket. I, you know, I hang that on my wall. But I don't think they were out to arrest.
Did you decide to not go in as a result of hearing, because you were just coming up as you heard that they had prohibited dancing in this location. Did that affect your decision?
Yeah, we didn't even go in. Because that's where we wanted to go. All the 160 dancers have been amazing and so much fun, such good music and fun people. And yeah, it totally just turned us away from even going. I had pre-ordered tickets and I still didn't even want to go.
Marisa, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We still have yet to hear from anyone who supports the prohibition on dancing without a permit. Mark is now joining us here on microphone number two. You were at a fireman's meeting tonight, so welcome to the show. Better late than never.
It's pretty obvious that if you allow people to dance without a permit, you're going to have chaos. I mean, babies being born out of wedlock.
Well,
dogs
again,
and cats living together.
What defines dancing? Is it tapping one's toe? Is it swaying one's hips? Is it a combination of more than one action? If you're walking across the room and you sashay a little bit as you're walking, does that count as dancing? And also, you know, think about this from the perspective of how frustrating this must be for the business owner. Because the police, they're not supposedly enforcing the actual no dance thing on the individuals. They'll just look around, and if they see someone dancing, they'll write a ticket to the business owner. That's what we've been told is how the ordinance is written there. So in order to stop people from dancing in this business, this place of business, where there's music playing, which of course is naturally going to encourage people to dance, then the business owner would then have to employ his bodyguards or, you know, security group. And I don't imagine there's too many people that are of sort of the bouncer beefcake security group at the Family Fun Zone, but maybe on this night they had a few security agents. Then you've got to send your security goons around to act like goons. I mean, they would normally be there to help your customers, but now they have to do the government's bidding on your behalf and put a stop to anyone who's dancing. Can you imagine this, like, grabbing a small child and forcing them to stop dancing? I mean, this could go so crazy. It already has. Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The government of St. George, Utah, cracked down on a party. I don't know if it was this weekend, but it seemed like it was fairly recent when this was happening. A Monster Mash get-together at a local Fiesta Fun Zone kind of family gathering place with, you know, kind of the arcade games and the bumper boats or bumper cars.
Those really cool multicolored tunnels that are like up in the ceiling where you can, you know, like they lead from the ball pit up into the ceiling and you just kind of go around in them and stuff like
that.
Wow,
that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, like these playgrounds are far better than the crap that we had when we were kids.
So anyway, so they broke up this party that was, they thought they had a permit. And Derek J. has more from the story. They thought they had a permit for dancing. Turns out the police showed up, showed them some other paperwork that said in that wrote in handwriting. Someone had written "no dancing," and it was announced over the intercom in the facility. All of the people who were in the place were told they were not allowed to dance. Music was playing, however, just no dancing allowed. So everything else was fine with the party. You know, the bumper cars, the music, the arcade, whatever else was going on in there. Totally fine. Totally fine to have a gathering and a party, but dancing, that needs to be permitted. We need to make sure everybody's safe. I don't, what the hell's the reason for dancing? What? For permits for dancing? Where does this come from? What era is this from? Is this from the Victorian era? I mean, what?
I don't know.
And who?
The only thing I can figure is Baptists. I mean, that's all that comes to mind when I hear this.
It's just so crazy, and I just wish we did have a business owner who would tell the police to go screw off because, you know, it's my business, it's my property. If I want to play, I'm not disturbing the neighbors. The issue isn't sound. You know,
it's got to be mortifying as a law enforcement officer to walk into a business with a bunch of kids and say, look, I was sent down here by the chief.
Those cops could have said no. They could have said no. We're not doing that. That's crazy.
To the chief?
Sure.
They have discretion. I mean, six of them. Why did
there
need to be
six? Yes.
It's practically a SWAT raid.
There were six police officers there, one of them with a video camera. I think they had nothing else to do.
Oh, I would agree with you on that. That's what I'm saying is mortifying here. I mean, imagine you went to school for this. You know, you're out there to catch – it's called criminal justice is your degree, and this is what they have you doing, videotaping seven-year-olds bebopping around at the fun center. Are you kidding me?
They better not be bebopping around.
Nuts.
So, I wish we had more business owners who would be willing to just refuse to do this and then go to court. I want to see the court case where there's a business owner who's refusing to enforce, and then you've got some cops going and testifying about how they witnessed kids dancing and that, you know, they told the owner to put a stop to it and the owner refused to stop it. I mean, can you imagine having to send security over to some kids and intimidate them into not dancing so you can avoid a fine? That's what this guy would have to do in order to prevent himself from being issued some sort of a summons by the police. Would they take him out in handcuffs while they were at it? I mean, this is crazy.
They do it if they were told to, apparently.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Derek J., do you have more from the story that you want to share?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Carly Jarvis, remember, she's one of the security people with Heart of Dixie, this group that put on the event.
Okay.
And she said the original permit had apparently been amended. As we mentioned, some chief came down with his piece of paper and said, oh, you forgot this part. Said, no dancing. In written in pen. Well, initial attendance at the time of the police officer's arrival was estimated around 400 people.
Wow, that's a big party.
Though Jarvis, this security girl with Heart of Dixie, estimated that it may have been more than twice that. The event itself was quite controlled, she said, with security provided both by Heart of Dixie and Fiesta Fun. Quote, we had, I would say, at least 20 security guards.
Okay.
It is not about safety here.
Nope.
Due to the cancellation of the dance party, news apparently spread by attendees to friends, got out, and the Monster Mash didn't draw as much of a crowd as it had hoped. Crockett, remember, he's the owner of Fiesta Fun.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, would you want to take your kids to the event that the cops are going to bust? I mean, this is going to ruin a guy's business.
Well, he said they made about 20% of what they anticipated.
Oh, God.
As for attendees,
and
someone
had
refunds.
Let's point out the chilling effect that government regulation has on businesses.
Who's going to want to throw a party in St. George after this?
Right. And you know, there's plenty of people listening that say, oh, we need regulation. Look, I'm not saying that you don't need some kind of standards by which you do something, but consider for a second that when you say we need regulation, these are the regulations you're talking about amongst all the rest. This is a regulation on how to go about doing business. There's myriad of these. And we have no clue what they all are. You assume that a regulation makes sense. I present you, ladies and gentlemen, Exhibit A.
Well, these attendees weren't happy with the regulations. They left. Some wanted refunds. And as for the appearance of six officers on the scene, those involved in the incident said it felt a bit heavy-handed on the police's
part.
That
it did, yeah.
I wonder what would have happened if, at the front door to this event, the security agents were to turn away the police. If the police were to come up to the front door,
they'd bring
of the
their
event,
bearcat and they'd come on in. They're coming in.
Excuse me, officer. You are going to have to get a warrant if you're going to want to search this party.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah.
I don't know if you can do that in a business. It's not really about warrants.
Once you open
your doors up to the world, then essentially they feel like they own you.
Well, no, that's not true because there was that coffee shop in Washington that said no police officers allowed. You know, they're open to the public, except police.
But they turned down business from a police officer. That's a different, sort of different.
That's a good
point.
It wasn't that the
police officer couldn't come in. It's that they were turning down his business. Look, we don't want to give you a sandwich and a coffee.
Right. Well, it is different. And there is more about the dispute. This did just happen 2 days ago, but already the Heart of Dixie issued a statement.
Hold on. We'll get to the statement here in moments. You can bring up anything. We've got Bill in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill.
So I wanted to talk about home ownership and debt in America because I'm at a crossroads in my life right now. And I know this isn't a financial advice show. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, but I feel like perhaps I can get some wisdom out of you guys as well as the listeners if anyone wants to chime in.
Well, a couple of us here have owned a home or two. So, sure, go ahead.
So I have been obsessed with the thought of owning a home since I was really young. 28 years old, I have a significant amount of money saved up, and I'm going to be married next year. I have some student loan debt, but I have the ability to pay it all off right now if I wanted to. But that would
What's the interest rate?
Oh, I don't know. It's really low, I think. I don't know what the interest rate is, to be honest.
Okay.
But, I mean, all of my loans are – they're federal loans, so they're – none of them –
Can you get me close to 3, 4, 5%?
Probably less than 5%.
Okay.
So I could pay them all off right now if I wanted to. But I know that, you know, you buy a home, you want to throw down at least 20% so that you can get the actual house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about this, and I'm thinking that I don't actually know if I really want to own a house. I feel like next year when I move in with my wife, you know, we could either rent or own. Renting, I feel like, is throwing money down the drain. But at the moment, I'm trying to sell my late mother's home, and I just see so many headaches in terms of owning a home. First of all, let's say I were to own a home with my wife, you're locked into this one property. You're at the behest of your neighbors in terms of them not foreclosing on their own. If one of them does, then the value of your home just, like, absolutely plummets. Taxes are sky high in my area in New York, and if I were to move to New Jersey or Connecticut, it's not that much better there either. I'm not interested in moving to New Hampshire.
How far Ian was rubbing his hands. how far are you from your mother's house? Why would you live in that?
Right now I'm in an apartment. I'm 15 minutes away from her house. I have no interest in living here. So
okay.
Selling her home, I'm seeing the headaches of homeownership.
Okay. Do you have a giant dog?
No dog.
Do you want a giant dog?
I hate owning animals. I'm better as an animal.
Are you handy?
Uncle.
How many tools do you have? Do you have lots of tools?
I have a Phillips head and...
All right. So you don't have dreams of sort of handyman stuff. You don't want a woodworking shop or something, right?
No, I don't. But what I do have dreams of is having my own house and cutting the lawn and having... You know, a pool.
Oh, God, lawns are terrible. Don't you
own.
Worry. Somebody will let you cut their lawn for you. You can do that for free. You don't need to take on that huge debt. Do you guard? Do you want a garden? Do you want to grow your own food?
I want a garden. I want a garden. I want to have a tomato bush and that whole thing.
Okay.
Some landlords will let you plant a tomato bush.
Well, you could probably rent a house and have, you know, some topsy-turvies hanging from the front of the bungalow if that's what you wanted
Stand
to do.
Stand by, Bill. I suspect Mark has some more advice for you, or some advice, coming up. And your thoughts are welcome as well. You can talk to Bill or share anything. Free Talk Live.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.